to my new housemate boyfriend. Woo! Thank you again for moving in with me and for spending all this time with me. I never thought I could have this much fun at this age, especially after having a family. I really, really appreciate you, baby boy. Oh, that's right. How are we going to tell John? This will be hard to share, since he tried so hard to keep me away from you. No, you're not going to be his dad. He's old enough to not need a new one. You guys will still be best friends, right? I'd feel really terrible if I were the reason for you two to end your friendship. You're right. I think I'm just overthinking things. Alfreda's here. Thank you, Darl. Compliments to the chef. Oh, the chef's a rat? Well, compliments to him. Anyways, we don't want the food to go cold now, do we? And yours looks so good. I hope you enjoy it. My aunt actually recommended me the place and said all the dishes were to die for. Although I couldn't tell if she was serious or not. It was hard to tell over the phone and due to the fact she was drunk on red wine. Oh, no, really. Please don't find a way to pay me back. I know you'll feel guilty for a while, but I promise, just you being together with me is enough. Okay, baby? Now, eat up, okay? You need to get some fuel in your system to put the furniture together tomorrow. Darling. Where are you? What time is it? 3 a.m. Is he in the other room? Hello? Sweetie, are you building your furniture this late at night? Aw, my tired baby boy. You fell asleep while assembling your table. Didn't I tell you to do so tomorrow? I'm not strong enough to carry you to bed. But I don't want to just leave you here. It's much warmer in here than mine. Less lonely. Surely you won't mind if I join you on the floor? keep us warm with this welcome blanket I got for you. It's so cold. Cuddling up on top of you is warming me up already. It's only been a few weeks, and yet I feel like I've known you forever. Every day is filled with laughs, smiles. I'm so lucky to have such a perfect boyfriend. What did I do in my past life to deserve you? My good boy, how long have you been awake for? Sorry, baby. I noticed you weren't in bed. It was really cold without you. Do you like this room? Your new little workspace? I see you've already decorated a little bit. Cute. Even though we are together, I think it's important for us to have separate workrooms. You know, for organization and making sure we have somewhere to spend time with ourselves. There's nothing wrong with a little alone time, right? Besides, what was that saying again? Distance makes the heart grow fonder or something? I know we'll be in separate rooms, but I'll still miss you. We'll both get pretty clingy by the time it's nighttime, and then we'll just cuddle all night long. I love you. Since we have some time before we both return to work, how about you teach me how to play one of those games you play? Sometimes I'd hear John screaming his heart out through the walls. And every time I check in on him, he tells me to go away. But why can't an older lady like me jump in on the fun? I never really grew up with games as a kid. As much as I wanted to, my parents always told me it's for boys, and I should focus on learning how to cook, clean, sew. It's annoying, really. Molded into the perfect woman, and yet my first husband left me for another woman. Sorry to spring that up on you. I'm glad to have mastered all these skills. It's made being a single mom a lot less hard. And you don't have to worry about the chores. Nuh-uh. No feeling bad, mister. chores are, you know, chores. If you don't like doing them, then you don't have to. Because I'll take care of them. And I enjoy doing them. You can just focus on your work, your hobbies, and your life with me now in it. Plus, with all this money I have lying around, and with John living his own life, by the time I die, the money will go to waste. There's very little things I'd want to really buy, item-wise. Maybe a Dyson Airwrap and a new dishwasher. But other than that, and traveling, I'm pretty content with my life. I'm even happier with you in it. So don't hesitate to ask for some, okay? Good boy. Don't get me wrong, you're not, like, my sugar baby or anything. Although that is kinda what it sounds like, right? Sorry, I couldn't help but to kiss you. My lips were craving yours. So overjoyed that you moved in with me. I was scared to ask you because what if we were moving too fast and, I don't know, making a mistake? I know, my doubts are silly. I don't wholeheartedly believe them, because that's just my trauma talking. I know with you in front of me, your words and actions are enough to tell me that you are my soulmate. My one and only. I love you, baby boy. I love you so much. Mm.